Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years. With 7 cafes and drive-thru locations throughout Juno, more at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next caller is Bartlett Regional Hospital Chief Nursing Officer Rose Lawhorn. Welcome. Hello.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thanks so much for speaking with us today. Thank you for your time. Rose, would you just tell us a little bit about what you do at Bartlett Regional Hospital?
I oversee the patient care areas where we provide direct patient care to folks from our community who come in and need care, and they need inpatient stays, people having babies, getting surgery, needing emergency services, things like that.
And what is the status of operations over at Bartlett right now? Are you still seeing regular patients?
Absolutely. You know, most of the focus has been on preparing for COVID-19, but we definitely want to make it clear that our community will continue to have non-COVID-related issues that arise, and we are definitely here to provide services to that population as well. We have done quite a bit to ensure that our care areas are prepared to care for COVID-related concerns and non-viral concerns as well.
All right. And you can go online and check what the visitor regulations are. There are some restrictions, but that's great info. Thank you. And another thing you wanted to share with our listeners today is the surge plan. Should we have a spike in COVID patients? What would you like everyone to know about that?
Essentially, we have worked for the last several weeks preparing for an unknown volume of patients to come in with COVID-related complaints and concerns. It's important to us that we can meet this response or the community need with an adequate response. And it's difficult to define that because, you know, as we flatten the curve, we reduce the need, obviously. But we've got the capacity to activate a tiered surge response plan, and that would involve increasing our beds in the hospital, increasing our capacity to meet a higher number of critical patients, and at the same time, preparing to manage non-COVID-related critical patients as well. We've partnered with our medevac companies locally. We're continuing to maintain communications with hospitals, the higher level hospitals in Seattle or Anchorage who provide a higher level of care, so that we continue to keep that relationship open and we can send our very sick Juno patients to a higher level of care to get definitive treatment for any complaints that they may have. We also have thought outside the hospital setting into what's known as alternate care sites. And so if we have minor patients who may be able to receive a minimal support services, we can provide care to those patients off campus or on the campus, but in a different location. So we've got a lot of planning going on to make sure that we can immediately stand that up if we are called upon to do that.
Yeah, I understand that you have an alternative care site at the Rainforest Recovery Center, and it's pretty much ready to go, right?
That's a loose term. We're working very hard. We could put patients in there right now if we needed to. Part of that is coordinating support services. So it's not just needing the facility or the beds. It's staffing with nursing support and non-nursing support, getting medications to folks, getting oxygen and all the proper equipment. Even things like appropriate PPE, personal protective equipment, needs to be in place so that we can safely provide care to patients over there. So, yes, we turned Rainforest Recovery from a 12-bed rehab facility to a 35-bed surge alternate care site. So it's we're pretty proud of what we've been able to do in just 3 short weeks. And this includes, I'm sure you've noticed, the tent outside the emergency department. That is a screening location before patients and or acceptable visitors enter our facility. We want to make sure that we have the proper capacity to separate people who may be carrying the virus. Of course, you know, there can be asymptomatic spreading and viral shedding. So we keep that in mind as well. But we want to do our due diligence as healthcare providers to make sure that our hospital remains safe for people that may have COVID-related complaints and people who are coming for injuries and other things than COVID.
Well, it sounds like it's been a lot of work, but that you guys are about as prepared as you can be. I mean, how good do you feel about everything that you've done so far?
I feel very good about our teams and the work that we've done. I have seen this hospital, I've never seen this hospital come together in a response like this. And I've worked here for 27 years almost. So this is a historic time for all of us as a community, as a state, as a nation, and around the globe. And that rings true for Bartlett as well. Our teams, our leaders, our staff, we're all coming together with a single focus to be prepared to care for the people that we love and take care of ourselves and ensure that we remain healthy to do so as well.
Well, thank you so much for that update and all that wonderful information. Rose Lawhorn, Chief Nursing Officer over at Bartlett Regional Hospital. Where can we find the latest information about new restrictions for visitors and information about the surge plan and alternate care sites?
Well, we do have a website, and our public relations director, Katie Bowser, ensured that we have accurate, updated information on the Bartlett website. There's a FAQ page, what you need to know about COVID-19, and then there's also a link to press releases and important information such as the visitor restrictions and things like that that our public need to know before you come to the hospital.
Great. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners today? Anything else you want to add to your update or to any of the information?
What I would like to say is thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Our community has come out in force to support our healthcare providers and to support our efforts to provide quality patient care in a sustainable manner as directed by our mission statement. And I just want to express all of the efforts that have been done on the individual level and up through the organizations that are working together to make this response possible. I'm grateful, and we really just appreciate the community outpouring of support for taking care of our community. So thank you so much.
And thank you, too, and your team and everyone over at Bartlett for all the hard work you've been doing. Rose Lawhorn, Bartlett Regional Hospital, thanks again for speaking with me today.
Thank you.